In some parts of Alaska, local governments are so desperate for law enforcement, they've had to hire people with criminal records. In Stebbins, for example, all 7 police officers have been convicted of domestic violence. The problem is detailed in the second part of the Anchorage Daily News series called Lawless, which is looking at criminal justice in Alaska in conjunction with ProPublica. ADN reporter Kyle Hopkins says part one of the Lawless series that found 1 in 3 Alaska villages has no consistent local police presence built a foundation for the reporting in part two, which is out today.
Every time we would ask a tribe or a village corporation or a local city government if they had police, if they said yes, then we'd say, well, who are those police officers? You know, and then try and determine if that police officer met the state standards for a village police officer, because there are state standards. They're almost completely ignored, but they do exist. And for tribal police officers, it was just a matter of, is this someone who, if they applied to be in law enforcement most anywhere else in the United States, would they be hired? Or do they have barrier crimes that would prevent them from being a cop somewhere else?
And so you identified something like 40 of these village police officers or tribal police officers. And what did you find?
What we found is that of the police officers who we could identify, I would say about 1 in 4 had convictions, crimes, most often domestic violence, that normally would prevent them from being a police officer. So in other words, there was a large number, you know, dozens of communities where there were or still are village police officers or tribal police officers who are working despite criminal records that normally would prevent them from being a cop anywhere else in the country. And, you know, the key context is that when we talked to the people who, you know, the leadership who does the hiring for these jobs, they said that in many cases, those were the only people who applied. You know, these are often part-time jobs. They're low paying. They often don't have benefits. You're untrained. You don't have a gun. You might not have any backup. And you're being asked to go walk into situations where you're not only physically possibly in danger, but you're dealing with people who you have to see at the grocery store or your friends or your family. And so easy to understand why these would be stressful, difficult jobs to do that where there's lots of turnover, and how you end up, you know, a city is being faced with this choice of, do we have nobody or do we hire this person who has a, you know, a record of some kind?
You talked to the city administrator in Stebbins, Joan Nashoanak. Set up this first clip that you have with her. You were talking about some of these issues.
If there's a place in Alaska that where you would expect there to be public safety provided, it might be Stebbins and St. Michael, where, you know, these are communities that were preyed upon by, you know, sexual predators, by like monsters back in the late 60s and 70s who were brought there by the Jesuits or the Catholic Church. By the end of the reporting, we had determined that of the 7 current police officers, all 7 had been convicted of domestic violence. Some had felony convictions. There was a recent police officer who was a sex offender. He's no longer working there now. And so, you know, I sat down with the city administrator who, you know, she's the one facing this choice of very few people are applying for the job, and yet she's trying to provide public safety for her town.
According to my research, it looks like there was a sex offender. It's an older case, but he does have a felony sex offense conviction. I think almost everybody has like a domestic violence conviction. Mm-hmm. You know, is that a problem? Is that a concern for the city?
It's a problem, but it's never really been addressed. Just because we can't find anybody else without a criminal background.
Is it fair to say it's either hire someone with a criminal background or have no police?
Yeah.
When you step back, you think, well, is this a problem? I mean, there are certainly people in the community who feel like the current police officers are doing a good job. I mean, there was a little bit of like people felt like, look, if you have a felony or if you have a sex offense on your record, you probably shouldn't be able to arrest someone and kind of keep them in custody. You know, that people seem to feel, I heard that a few times, but you know, for folks who had domestic violence convictions or maybe kind of lesser misdemeanor convictions, the residents were not necessarily worried about that. It was all about, if I call and I need help, will they pick up the phone? You know, it was very pragmatic and practical. Will this person be available if, you know, there's a suicide threat, if there's a a fight happening, if, you know, if someone's in danger, will this person pick up the phone? And so that was the much more kind of immediate concern of the residents that we talked to.
What is the situation with the state and whatever responsibility that the state feels about this?
Well, the Police Standards Council is, you know, they're certainly aware of the problem and have been for some time. I talked to a former council member who showed me a letter that he sent to his colleagues 15 years ago that spelled out these exact problems, saying, hey, look, we've got these requirements. We've got these rules on these laws on the books that certain people can't be village police officers. And yet it's happening all across Alaska. And this is a letter from like 15 years ago, right? More recently, it's been on the agenda for this regulatory body to deal with. And what the director told me is that it's a hard thing to get right, and they want to make sure that they're getting input from rural Alaska, you know, that they're not just kind of in Juneau writing these policies without feedback. And that, of course, is expensive. And so what he said is that their hands are full right now with just their normal business of kind of dealing with complaints against, you know, city police officers and certified police officers, and they don't have enough funding to go out to rural Alaska and talk to people about this issue, and they won't have that money until the fall. So they formally suspended their efforts to kind of try and fix this mess, at least until the fall. I asked the governor about that directly at a recent press conference, and he said, you know, he didn't provide any specifics, but said that that is among issues that he hopes will be discussed in these, what he describes as kind of stakeholder meetings coming up, I guess, at some point later this year.
That was Anchorage Daily News reporter Kyle Hopkins talking about reporting in the ADN's series with ProPublica looking at law enforcement in Alaska. The full stories are online at ADN.com.